in this bulletin. Hundreds of people stranded on rooftops amid flooding in northern New South Wales as weather conditions in southeast Queensland ease. The first round of talks between Russia and Ukrainian officials conclude in Belarus. And in sport, the International Olympic Committee has ruled out Russian and Belarusian athletes from competing at this week's Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Lismore's Wilson River has peaked at around 14 metres as the northern New South Wales town faces its worst ever flood crisis. Despite flood evacuation orders, hundreds of people have been left stranded for hours on rooftops as state and federal emergency services struggle to access affected areas. Lismore resident Ella Buckland has told SBS News her home is completely submerged.
I've lost all my furniture, all my photos of my daughter being born. Everything.
Dangerous levels of flooding have also been recorded in neighbouring communities, including Mullumbimby. Australian Defence Force personnel are helping and the state government has promised more resources such as air support. Intense rain has eased across large parts of southeast Queensland, but the Bureau of Meteorology says there's a potential for severe thunderstorms to return from Wednesday. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says more than 15,000 homes in Brisbane have been affected by torrential rains, which has led to flash flooding. 8 people have died and several remain missing. An emergency alert has been issued for Gold Coast residents as destructive weather moves south. The Weather Bureau's senior meteorologist, Diana Eady, says there's still a risk of significant flooding in the coming days.
From Wednesday onwards and further the following 5 days, we see a return of the potential for severe thunderstorm activity, with the risk of damaging winds, large hail and locally heavy falls. Now, we're not expecting widespread rain as we've seen in this event, but of course with any severe thunderstorm there is the potential that we could see very intense rainfall rates in some localised areas.
Officials from Russia and Ukraine have ended peace talks on the Belarus border and will return to their respective capitals for further consultations before a second round of negotiations. The Ukraine president's office says its main goals were an immediate ceasefire and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Vladimir Medinsky, head of Russian delegations at the peace talks, says dialogue will continue between the two countries.
The talks with the Ukrainian side that went on for about 5 hours just concluded. In that time, we went over all the agenda aspects, found some points to project a mutual stance upon. And most importantly, we agreed to continue with the negotiation process. The next meeting will take place in the coming days on the Polish-Belarusian border. We have agreed upon it. Until that time, each delegation, their senior members, will consult on all aspects with their governments.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he has signed an application for his country to join the European Union. The Australian Aged Care Collaboration is highlighting how much work is left to do in the sector on the anniversary of the Royal Commission's report release. 1 year ago, the inquiry report pushed for reforms to the aged care sector, and the AACC says more needs to be done to address structural problems. The federal government has established a National Aged Care Advisory Group and a Council of Elders to help guide the reforms in the past year. The collaboration says the government's investment will fall short of what the sector needs because of chronic underfunding. To sport, the International Olympic Committee Executive Board has issued sanctions against Russian-Belarusian athletes ahead of this week's Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing. The IOC has recommended that international sports federations do not invite or allow the participation of Russian or Belarusian athletes in international competitions and, where this is not possible, to not permit them to take part under names of those countries. This comes after a group of 60 athletes from Ukraine and 14 countries sent an open letter to the International Olympic and Paralympic Committees, arguing that Russia's invasion of Ukraine, supported by Belarus, was a clear breach of both councils' charters. And now for today's weather forecast. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, a possible shower, 27. Melbourne, a few showers and a possible storm, 26. Hobart, showers, 21. Canberra, showers increasing, 23. Wollongong, rain, possible heavy falls, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, showers, 23 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 35. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.